you couldn't find anything, even if it were right before your eyes. Standing in the trees, he'd resented Nell's attitude, but admired the man's courage, considering a rope was wrapped around Nell's neck. A few minutes earlier, he'd seen the American fasten the rope to a bridge support. It was nearing midnight. He stepped from the foliage onto the road and approached the bridge. "I wondered if you were going to show yourself," Nell said, with his back to him. "You knew I was there?" "I'm accustomed to brothers following me. Now, if you don't mind, I was just about to kill myself." "Death apparently does not frighten you." "I died a long time ago." "You fear not your God? He does not allow suicide." "What God? Dust to dust. That's our fate."
"And what of your quest?"
"It's brought nothing but misery. And why does my soul concern you?"
"It doesn't. But your quest is another matter."
"You've watched me a long time. Your master has even spoken to me. Too bad the Order will have to continue the quest without me leading the way."
"You're aware we were watching?"
"Of course. Brothers have tried for months to obtain my journal."
"I was told you're a strange man."
"I'm a miserable man who simply doesn't want to live any longer. A part of me regrets this, for my son, whom I love, and for my wife, who loves me in her own way."
"Seems selfish."
"Selfish? I'll tell you what's selfish. What people have done to me. They believe that Ren hides everything from the reincarnated French monarchy to aliens from space. How many searchers have visited to desecrate the land? All to make money. So much has been fabricated, the truth is now actually boring. They forced me to write gibberish. I had to embrace their fanaticism in order to sell books. People wanted to read drivel. I even laugh at myself. Selfish? All those morons are the ones who should be given that label."
"And what is the truth about Ren?" he calmly asked.
"I'm sure you'd love to know." He decided to try another approach.
"You realize that you're the one person who may be able to solve Sonier's puzzle?"
"May be able? I did solve it." He recalled the cryptogram he'd seen in the Marshal's report.
"Can't you tell me?"
There was almost a plea to his question, one he did not like. "You're like all the rest, in search of easy answers. It took me years to decipher that combination."
"And I assume you wrote little down?"
"That's for you to discover."
"You're an arrogant man."
"No, I'm a screwed up man, and there's a difference. You see, all those opportunists who came for themselves and left with nothing taught me something. There's absolutely nothing to find."
"You're lying."
Nell shrugged.
"Maybe, maybe not."
He decided to leave Lars Nell to his task.
"May you find your peace."
He turned and walked away.
"Templar," Nell called out.
He stopped and turned back.
"I'm going to do you a favor. You don't deserve it, but your order didn't deserve what happened to it either, so I'll give you a clue. It's not written down anywhere. If you're smart, you might even solve the puzzle. You have a paper and pencil?"
De Roquefort produced a notepad and pen, which he handed to Nell. The older man scribbled something, then tossed the pen and pad to him.
"Good luck," Nell said.
Then the American leaped over the side. He heard the rope go taut and a quick pop as the neck snapped. He brought the pad close to his eyes and in the faint moonlight read what Lars Nell had written. "Goodbye, Stephanie." Nell's wife was named Stephanie. He shook his head. No clue. Just a final salutation from husband to wife.